Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you virtually. Jordana, do you think we're going to get back? I think we're getting closer and closer to being in a studio together, right?
I sure hope so. It's already May. Look at us.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like remember how awkward the first few Zoom podcasts were? Like, not awkward. I thought we did a good job, but like, are we going to have that when we get back in the studio?
Like, awkwardness?
Or will the show be, not awkwardness, but will, like, have we, maybe the show is 7,000 times better than we even remember.
It's funny because, like, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I see you every week, but I haven't, like, seen you in like, over a year. It's crazy.
It's pretty wild. We should probably get drinks or something.
We should, yeah.
We should do something. It's a weird way to make plans, but yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll figure out the logistics off the podcast.
Off pod. Well, listen, we love these Sunday episodes. We have a really good one today, but it's long, so we want to get right to it, right, Jordan?
Let's get right into it. It's a lot of text, but it's telling.
It's also very relatable. I think this conversation is going to be one that you're going to want to share. The male-female dynamic of this, just by the nature of the question, is just, I'm put off by the question, but I
think it just goes to show, and thank you to the emailer for writing in, but it just goes to show.
It's a good question. It's just, I'm put off by I know how relatable it is to a lot of women.
It just goes to show you can't win. This email just really shows me that you can't. There's no good way to end something with anyone. But I'll get right into the email. The email's not that long. The texts are.
But again, these are the ones to share. Share, share, share. Let a friend know. Text a brother, a mother, a sister, a papa, a mama, anyone with ears. Your friend from college, your friend from work, anyone that is having any type, that likes the unpacking of dating issues, of any issue in particular, get them involved.
Put it on your story. We'll reshare it.
I love a story share. Okay, let's do it.
Thank you for J&J. Thank you for showering us with your infinite wisdom and hot takes. Would love your insights on this dramatic spin on a it's not you, it's me situation. I just got back into the dating game after a 2-year hiatus, and I'm seeking real connections.
Okay, let me start with something. This is a 2-year hiatus. That's not saying she was in a relationship. She was just saying, I'm out of the game.
I took a break for 2 years. I've heard of people taking breaks. 2 years is a long time to take a dating break, but that's fine.
You just don't meet many men with this type of definitive in and out of the game thing. And then we talked a little bit about this on Wednesday's episode, but like, the idea that she's like, I'm back in the dating game. Like, I don't know if she was like doing like, I was being casual for 2 years and that's over. Like, I don't think she's going to meet guys that are in that headspace.
Yeah, she doesn't elaborate, but I take it to mean like, I'm not like, I'm off the apps. I'm not like actively looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I started talking to this gentleman in early December. First date was virtual, followed by phone calls, texting, all that good back and forth. We started seeing each other in person and there was good connection. We slept with each other pretty quickly, and that was great, too. We talked about heavier topics. He went through a rough year. Lighter topics, just the regular things 30-something-year-olds go through to build intimacy. He is actually a little above 40, if that matters. This was over the span of a little over a month. Quarantine compresses things. I'm supposed to see him on a Friday, and I get this text from him after 12 p.m. Please see attached screenshots. Warning, it's very long. I edited out a few personal identifiers he mentions, including my traumatic family loss, which is relevant to the situation. Sorry about that. Should we read them and then I'll read her question to us?
Yeah, let's read them because there's a lot here.
Okay.
So you're I'm him, you're her?
Yeah. So this we're supposed to hang out Friday and you text he texts her this at 12 p.m.
Okay, wait. You read this. I edited out a few personal identifiers he mentions, including traumatic family loss, which is relevant to the situation. I'm not sure if it is his or hers.
Oh. Yeah.
But we're equally sorry to both of them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Is the audience ready? Because these are long. Get ready. Brace okay,
yourselves.
People, buckle up. This is him. I've been a little quiet the last couple days. Not sure if you noticed or care or whatever, but I just want to share my feelings with you. I considered calling you about it, but I didn't want to put you on the spot or catch you off guard. I'm not sure I mentioned that I went through a bad breakup over quarantine. Initially, we broke up about a year ago. It dragged out until over the spring. We briefly got together again in the summer and broke up again, and that dragged out a bit into September. You are the first person I've spent time with since. I really tried to be honest with myself and decided I was ready to start seeing other people. I spent a lot of time thinking about that because I wanted to be honest with anyone I was dating. I've enjoyed spending time with you a lot. I love that you are smart and sexy and independent and compassionate, and I've only seen great qualities in you. I should mention here that I ended my last relationship because of some pretty terrible behaviors my ex had done and some really fucked up situations she's put me in. Things dragged out as my ex tried to apologize and make things right, but I didn't feel that her actions were forgivable. That was why. So it's not that I want to go back to that at all. I know that I need to fully get over it, but somehow the feelings that seeing someone new has brought out in me are not what I expected. I'm feeling guilt and a general sadness that I can't quite rationally justify to myself, but I know it's connected to the sense of now that I've hung out with you a few times, I feel my old life slipping further away, and it's just bringing this hurt into my head, and I can't shake, even if that I can't shake, even if something new would be much healthier. I've been really depressed this year, but increasingly so in the last couple months. I guess that's why I'm being weird. Sometimes I just feel like I can't share all those feelings with anyone, and I just want to be in silence with someone who already knows, who saw how beautiful my life was. It's just too hard to say it all again, and explain how things used to be. Not sure if you care all that much or if I'm taking this whole thing too seriously, but even if I embarrass myself a little by saying all this, I just want to be really honest anyway. I just feel like a bad person for hiding these feelings from you. I've been a little distant, maybe you sensed, and I thought you deserved to know why. I guess my point is that I don't think I see what is happening with me and you going in a more serious direction. Again, not sure if you care about that or if that's what you were looking for, but I just didn't want to be one of these guys who drops off and disappears, because then you might think that was about you when it's really about me. And just isn't fair to do some to someone. I wanted to be straightforward also because I was hoping we could still remain in each other's lives in some capacity, if that's not too much to ask.
Wow.
That is
a long.
I mean,
that is an essay. Actually, it's an essay. That is an essay.
I mean, especially like from a 40-year-old man, like, I don't know if that's more 40-year-old or less 40-year-old to me. I don't know.
It just feels like it's more 40-year-old.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It does seem like someone who's going through some stuff.
Yeah, and I do think it's him trying to give an explanation that he thinks will be helpful to her in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. And to be honest, there's no explanation that's helpful. Like, his helpful explanation is, I don't see this going in a serious way.
Right. The last part was really the crux. But
I mean, but he also didn't want to just, like, if he had just written, hey, I don't see this going in a serious direction, just wanted to let you know, he'd be a dick. You know, so
right.
Like, he added some color to it, which the color, I kind of don't. Did you understand what he was saying? It's that he was in a toxic relationship and he misses that?
Well, she edited out some stuff, but like, if I had to summarize his text, it would be like, I went through some things last year. I broke up with this ex that like I had this kind of toxic relationship with, and I'm now just kind of like feeling really depressed and don't feel like I can like be with anyone.
Yeah, and he says he misses his old life, so we don't know.
Well, he's depressed. Maybe he means like a life when he was like happy, like before he said, yeah. In the past 2 months, I've been feeling really depressed. So to me, this is like as long of an explanation as I've definitely never gotten this from anyone who's dumped me. But what a catch. Let's finish the text.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing your feelings with me. I'm sure that was difficult to do. Although I can't empathize with some of the things you've gone through in the past year, it really sounds like it was really compounded and magnified by a toxic ex. It's hard not to have someone who knows you / your previous life and then still be nostalgic for having that person, even if they were horrible to you. Laying to rest the life you imagined is difficult. I've often wanted to have the comfort of having someone to share feelings with too, but I know it takes effort to get to that point, which sounds like you can't put in at this point, possibly with me or anyone else, which makes me question why you were on the app looking for a relationship. That being said, that was a lengthy, it's not you, it's me breakup text, and it's pretty shitty to sleep with someone repeatedly and then not even show the respect or courage to have an honest conversation. I feel disrespected. I'm looking for a relationship, so I'm not interested in friendship with you. Good luck.
Okay. I'm really sorry that you feel that way, but you have every right to. You seem to understand the situation I had been in very well just from that brief explanation, and I can feel your empathy coming through, but at the same time, you aren't pleased with me. Though I understand why and you have the right to be, I'm still really saddened by that. It wasn't my intention to be dishonest with you. I don't think I was. In fact, I wanted to be completely honest, and that's why I'm saying this now. It's just that these feelings developed in me as you and I got closer. I came to you and said this as soon as it became clear to me. I didn't know this going in, and I thought I was ready. If you feel disrespected, then no matter what, I clearly didn't handle all this the right way. And the ways that I could have had, and the ways that I could have had more communication with you racing through my head right now. This wasn't my intention. I wish I had said something up front and maybe just waited a little bit, but I just didn't know where my feelings were going to end up, and I was optimistic. I know you probably won't believe me, but my truth is that I didn't keep anything from you. You are the first person I've spent any time with since my last relationship. I would never have imagined that spending healthy time with someone good would make me sad in some kind of other unhealthy way that I'm just only now realizing. I thought for me, I let enough time pass to be ready for this. I really did. I still think I let enough time pass, and I don't keep anything from you. You are the first person I've spent any time with since my last relationship. I would have never imagined that spending a healthy time with someone good would make me feel sad in some kind of other unhealthy way that I'm just only realizing. I thought for me, I let enough time pass to be ready for this. I really did. I still think I let enough time pass, and I don't know why I'm having these feelings, but they are just here and they are weighing so heavily on me. I wanted to do everything right and I didn't, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean for this, and I'm sorry I've made you feel that way.
Thanks for apologizing. Keep your chin up.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
And then let's get her question to us. She says, my question to you, is he a genuine sad boy that seems to just not have his shit together after all these bad things that recently happened? Or is he just being a normal yet verbose fuckboy? I feel like he should have known better than to say he's seeking a partner relationship, etc. at this time. To me, this is a classic sleep with them, ditch at the first sign of greater intimacy situation. I've had plenty of those, so it's easy to spot. Would love your thoughts. I approached him with a mix of deep and true empathy, but also called him out.
Yeah, I'm not on her side.
Yeah. I think she's being very harsh.
She seems bitter. I mean, even the way she asks her questions, and I appreciate her email, and I appreciate that she's asking the question, but the questions she's asking, like, they're not very empathetic to, like, him coming to conclusions in the way he comes to them being different than, like, let's say at his worst, mm-hmm. he said he wanted to be in a relationship, and then you had sex, and then he was like, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. He has that right to do.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think that any kind of, like, discussion about relationships or wanting to be where you're at any point, people can and are allowed to change their minds, right? Or they're allowed to feel differently than they did a week ago, a month ago, a second ago, whatever. That happens. That's life. It sucks sometimes when, like, you think that someone's, and I can understand, like, this sucks. I get that. But, like, I don't see, she's like, she says in her first response to him, I feel disrespected, and it's pretty shitty to sleep with someone repeatedly and then not even show the respect or courage to have an honest conversation. This is an honest conversation.
Yeah.
Is it
and
not?
If you, yeah. And if having sex with someone means that you're together forever, then that's kind of an unrealistic view of how sex is going to work for you.
Right.
Like, you're going to be let down at every sexual turn.
Yeah. Just to me, this seems like this leaves, like, no room for, like, an evolving relationship or evolving feelings. And, like, to me, this is, like, the biggest honest conversation and perhaps too much. Like,
yeah,
this is the definition of an honest conversation to me. He's not just saying, like, hey, like, I feel like I'm not ready for a relationship. But I had a great time hanging out, which is what I think a lot of people would do, because they don't necessarily, what have they been dating for 3 months? You don't necessarily owe someone that much more than them. It's nice when you get it. But this is him really, like, overly trying to explain himself because he does feel bad. And because he, like, seemingly is really going through something that he wants you to know that this is his entire thought pattern behind it.
Yeah, and I think, like, the reason he actually writes, everything he writes is in the, like, in I terms. He's not blaming her for anything. He's saying he had a good time with her, genuinely. And I think the thing she wants that makes him not a fuckboy is the thing he can't do, which is to give you 7 reasons that you're not the one for him. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. But like what?
He's not even saying, like, you're not the one for me. He's saying, I'm not in a place in my life where I feel like I can date. I'm depressed. I don't, like, feel good.
And she's saying, you need to know if you're depressed before having sex with me. And that's, you know, that's giving no emotional leeway to anyone else but yourself. Like, it's not really giving him the opportunity. Like, listen, this is the problem with the relationships. This is why people get hurt, because you're trying to get through, you're trying to find someone that while you have your own shit going on. And sometimes your own shit is the reason you can't be more serious with someone. But, like, I think the idea that he's like, is he just a normal yet verbose fuckboy? Like,
I didn't get that at all from these texts.
And also, if anyone who has sex with you that doesn't end up in a relationship with you is a fuckboy, then I don't know how to help, right?
Right. It also, like, I mean, let's...
Then maybe you don't have sex.
Right.
Maybe
how would she
figure out your own relationship with sex.
What did she want? How would she have preferred this to happen? She says, I wanted an honest conversation. This is an honest conversation.
Yeah.
She says, like, you should know before you, like, are on the apps or speaking to someone that, you know, you're ready for a relationship. He thought he was. He said that. He said, I thought I was. I had this breakup. I thought I was ready. You were the first person I met. I thought I was ready to move on. Turns out I'm not. people are allowed to change their mind. Like, we say that for both people, for all situations. Yes. If you slept with someone on the first date and then you don't want to sleep with them again on the second date, you have the right to change your mind there. If you want a relationship, yes, on the first date and then you get to know the person and you're like, or you're in a different state and you're like, I don't want a relationship, I actually realize I don't want a relationship, you're allowed to do that too. I think what's worse is like, is to feel that way and not say anything, which he's not doing.
Yeah. And I understand that when someone ends something with you, there's that immediacy of like, I got to make them feel as bad as I feel. And it kind of feels like that's what she's doing. Like, mm-hmm, where she's like, I got to throw a couple arrows at him so he knows that he can't just get out of here without feeling as hurt as I do to be turned down. I understand that. But I don't think when she says, I called him out on the way out, like, you're not teaching him anything. He's already trying to learn. He's trying to figure himself out. Like, and if you had questions, you could have asked him. You didn't ask any questions. She didn't even ask any questions.
Right.
Like, it's not like she said, like, hey, is there something like, I don't know, like, what question? But, like, she's not even engaging with him. She's just blaming him for
changing his mind. Guess, like, she's blaming him for changing his mind. And she's kind
of
like,
which is the agreement of every relationship, that someone might change their mind. That's the agreement of getting into any type of a relationship with anyone, that someone might change their mind.
Right. And to me, if you're reading this whole long, seems like deeply personal, pretty vulnerable explanation, and you're reading that as like, this guy's a verbose fuckboy, like, to me, that might mean that you have, like, are not, they're not quite as empathetic as you think you are.
Yeah, that's where it comes down to, like, if your version of every person that has had sex and doesn't end up with you is that this was their long game approach at fucking you, like, you think very little of people. Like, this seems more exhausting. Like,
yeah, like,
if you think this is how he gets casual sex, maybe you met that one person. Maybe you met that one psychopath asshole. And I'm not saying that person doesn't exist, but I would also say that if you expect that, if that's how you're labeling everyone who does this, then you're being a little cynical.
He also didn't even need to respond to your last text, but he responded again in a very, like, seemingly like, I feel awful that I didn't handle this in the perfect way and that you feel bad. Like, that's never what I wanted to do. I did the best I could. Like, I handled it the best that I could in that moment. And it's like, we're all, like, if you think about dating, like, we're all just trying the best we can. And, like, sometimes it doesn't, like, the person doesn't take it exactly how we wanted them to. But, like, I think he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and I think he did a good job, too. And I also think, like, the one mistake is saying, I'd like to have you in my life as a friend. I think I could understand how that's annoying.
Right.
Because she even writes, I'm looking for a relationship, so I'm not interested in a friendship with you. Good luck. Like, that is a reasonable response, being like, hey, listen, I was getting to know you and I was enjoying myself. I'm not going to be friends with you because that's just not the type of relationships I'm looking for right now. Like, that's okay to say no to. It's not okay. Everything she did is okay. I'm just saying, like, it just, I'm with you where it's like, this guy gave, you know, if it feels like this person is annoyed with dating, it feels like they need the, well, just another fuckboy so that they can not try and kind of figure themselves out or do some self, you know, oh, how would I do this differently next time? Like, she could look at this and go, wow, I'm really mad I had sex with that guy because now I feel a certain way. Maybe I should readjust who I'm having sex with and how I'm having sex or when I'm having sex and my relationship. Like, she doesn't do that. She's just saying another fuckboy came in and got what he want.
Right. Or it's okay to just say, like, that's disappointing. Like, it's okay to feel shitty after getting a text like this. Yes. It's okay to say, like, this sucks. Like, I like this person. And they're basically saying, like, their short answer is that they, like, they don't want to date me right now. And that makes me feel bad and I feel shitty. That's okay to do that without, like, villainizing a person. Like, you can feel bad without having a target of your, like, sadness / anger. Like, you can just sit with that, feel bad, and then move on. You don't have to blame someone or villainize them.
Totally. Again, we solved dating once again, Jordan, I think, right?
Look at us.
Listen, send in your screenshots, UUP at Betches.com. Keep sharing. Keep letting people know. This is a good one. I think people are going to enjoy this one.
I liked it too. Happy May.
Back next week.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.